人所显的能力是何等浩大。
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, which he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.For above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Father, we thank you again, for this day.
父，我们真的为着今天再来感谢你。
This is a wonderful opportunity for us to come before you.
这是何等美妙的机会，让我们能够来到你的脚前。
Now we thank you for giving us this word in Ephesians.
我们感谢你给我们以弗所书当中的话语。
We pray that this morning.That you grant us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
我们恳求早上你能够把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
So the eyes of our heart will be enlightened this morning.
所以我们心中的眼睛可以被点亮。
To see the hope of your calling.
能够看到您呼召的盼望。
Lord, we do thank you that until today, you still remember us.
主，我们感谢您，直到今日，您一直纪念我们。
And we confess our own weakness in speaking and translation and in hearing.
我们承认，我们无论说的、翻的、听的，我们都有软弱。
Therefore, we need to come before you and ask of your mercy.
因此，我们要来到您的脚前，向您求恩典。
So that this time will be effective.
所以，让这样的时间是有果效的。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
If you read the New Testament, especially the letter written by Paul,
若你读过新约，特别是保罗所写的书信
，and you will realize Paul often mention his co-authors when he introduced a letter.
所以你就会看到，当保罗在开始他的书信时，常常提到与他一同写信的人。
For example, when he wrote the first and second Thessalonians,
举个例子，当保罗写帖撒罗尼迦前后书的时候
，then he mentioned Silvanus and Timothy as his co-authors.
他就提到希拉和提摩太是他同作的人。
In First Corinthians,
在哥林多前书
，he mentioned Sosthenes as his co-authors.
他提到索提尼是与他同写信的人。
In the Second Corinthians.He mentioned Timothy as his co-author.
在哥林多后说，他提到提摩太是与他同写信的人。
Actually, Timothy was the co-author of Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon.
事实上，提摩太也是腓立比书、哥罗西书和腓利门书的作者。
And in Galatians, Paul even mentioned all the brethren who are with him.
在加拉太书时，保罗提到一切与他同在的众弟兄。
So we see that Apostle Paul would like to involve other brothers that were with him to write the letter together.
我们看到保罗常常愿意邀请与他一同的弟兄来一同写书信。
In fact, most letters are physically written by another brother.
事实上，很多的书信是被其他的弟兄用手所写的。
Paul dictated the letter, and another brother wrote the letters.
保罗向他们描述了这书信，另外一个弟兄就写了这信。
But in Ephesians, you pay attention, Paul did not mention any other brother.
若我们来看以弗所书的话，保罗并没有提到其他任何的弟兄。
He said, Paul, apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints. who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus.
写道奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的众圣徒就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人
We know Timothy was with him.
我们知道提摩太是与他同在的
We knew there are other brothers who were with Paul at the time.
我们知道那时也有很多其他弟兄与保罗在一起
But Paul did not mention any other brother in Ephesians.
但保罗在以弗所书当中没有提到任何其他的弟兄。
And this letter was written at the same time Paul wrote Galatians and Philemon.
保罗写以弗所书的同时，他也写了哥罗西书和腓利门书。
And both Galatians and Philemon had co-author Timothy.
哥罗西和腓利门都有另外一位作者提摩太。
But Paul only.Mention his own name in Ephesians.
但在以弗所书当中，保罗只提到他自己的名字。
So why did Paul only use his own name in writing Ephesians?
为什么保罗在写以弗所书的时候只放了他自己的名字呢
？Because the Ephesian is the revelation given to Paul.
因为以弗所书是神向保罗所启示的。
Paul alone.Was responsible for the content of Ephesians.
保罗他自己要为着以弗所书当中所记载的内容负责。
Therefore, Paul did not mention any other brothers.
所以保罗没有提到任何其他的弟兄。
This revelation was given to Apostle Paul.
因为这启示是给使徒保罗的。
The only other letter in which Paul used his own name is Romans.
另外一本书信保罗单单用他自己名字的就是罗马书
Because in Roman Paul was given the revelation of the gospel
在罗马书当中保罗就被启示了那福音的真谛
Paul was solely responsible for the revelation
保罗单单要他自己要为着这启示负责
So it's very interesting to compare these two books Romans and Ephesians
所以当我们来比较这两本书罗马书和以弗所书的时候会发现非常的有趣
Both books are about revelation of gospel
两本书都讲到福音的启示
But however there is a differences quite a differences between the books
然而当中却有很多的不同
I'd like to ask you how many of you believe Romans is easier than Ephesians
我想要问大家有多少人觉着罗马书比以弗所书要简单的多
Or how many of you think Ephesians is easier than Romans?
那又有多少人觉得以弗所书会比罗马书简单呢
I don't know how do you think, relatively speaking, to me, Romans is easier to read than Ephesians.
我不知道你们怎么感觉，但对我来说，罗马书要比以弗所书相较来说更容易读。
Roman.Was written 5 years before Paul wrote Ephesians.
罗马书是在以弗所书之前五年写的。
And you read the book of Romans, Paul starts at the condition of man.
若我们来读罗马书的话，保罗一开始从人的光景讲起。
So it's very easy to understand when you read the Roman because it describes the condition of man and relate to all of us.
我们读罗马书觉着很容易明白是因为他开始的时候讲到人的光景是与我们个人都相关的
Then Paul started moving along the salvation the various work of the Lord in salvation
那后来保罗又讲到神在救恩当中各样的工作
And he moved higher and higher
那他就越走越高
Until in chapter 8 Paul reached in the heavenly places
直到第八章的时候保罗就达到了天上
So this is Roman He starts at the man's level and reach into the heavenly place
所以这是罗马书他从人的光景讲起只讲到天上的光景
But Paul took a completely different approach in Ephesians
但在以弗所书当中保罗用另外一种完全不同的方法来写
He starts in the heavenly places
他开头就写到在天上
In the beginning, Paul started in the heavenly place.
在开始的时候保罗就从天上开始
Then he stayed there for all three chapters.
并且 前三章全都停留在天上。
It's all in the heavenly place.
全都在天上。
And that's why it's difficult for us to understand.
这就是为什么让我们觉着很难容易很难读懂。
Then in chapter 4, Paul starts coming down to the human level.
第四章开始，保罗就到了人的这个层面来讲。
So in Ephesians, Paul starts in the heavenly place, then come toward our level.
在以弗所书当中，保罗从天上的层面开始，降低到人的层面开始来讲。
And that's the differences between these two books.
这就是这两本书的不同所在。
When Paul wrote this book of Ephesians, he was seated in the heavenly places.
当保罗写以弗所书的时候，他就坐在那天上。
So brothers and sisters, this morning I'd like for us to consider where are we today?
所以弟兄姐妹，早上的时候我愿意大家能够来思想今天我们在何处。
Are we sitting in the heavenly place today?
我们今天是坐在天上吗？
If we sit in the heavenly place, then we look things from heavenly perspective.
若我们是坐在天上，我们就有属天的眼光能够来看事情。
I don't know whether you have a climb to the top of this San Jacinto monument.
我不知道你是否曾经攀爬到过圣哈西尼托哈辛托的纪念碑上面。
I don't know whether you've been there at all.
我不知道你是否有去过。
If one of your brothers climbed to the top of the monument,And you stand on the ground level.
如果你的一个兄弟他爬到了纪念碑的顶上，你停留在这地面。
Then he described what he saw to you.
他就向你描述他所看到的。
But you will have hard time to understand what is words.
那你可能很难能够明白他向你所描述的这些话。
Because you look at the ground level.
因为你是从这地表的层面来看。
But he looked from the top of the monument.
他却从纪念碑的顶端来看。
He has a different perspective.
他有一个不同的眼光。
Therefore, it will be difficult to comprehend what your brother is telling you.
所以很难能够明白你弟兄向你所讲的是什么。
Now, this is the difficulty of reading Ephesians.
这就是我们来读以弗所书的难处。
Because Paul was sitting in the heavenly place.
因为保罗是坐在天上。
So he described what he saw from heavenly perspective.
所以他就用那属天的眼光来描述他所看到的。
And if we stay at earthly level,
若我们只停留在地上的话,
it's difficult for us to comprehend what he was talking about.
让我们很难能够明白他所要讲的这些事。
You know, there is a big mountain called Mount Rainier in Seattle area.
在西雅图那边有一个很大的雪山叫做雷尼尔雪山。
You can see the mountain from many different locations around the Seattle area.
你可以从西雅图周边的各个地方来看这座山。
You can see the mountain from the downtown Seattle.
你可以从西雅图的城中来看。
You can see from many other locations because the mountain is very high.
你也可以从其他不同的方向来看，因为这个山非常的高。
But what was the best perspective to see Mount Rainier?
那最好的角度能够来看这座山是哪里呢？
I discovered there is a perfect perspective to view Mount Rainier.
我发现有一个完美的角度能够让我们来欣赏雷尼尔山。
It's from the airplane.
那就是从飞机上。
I remember one of my first trip to Seattle.
我记得我第一次去西雅图的时候
And I was sitting by the windows.
我坐在窗边
And as we approach Seattle and is already descending.
当我们快到西雅图的时候飞机正在降落
And the pilot said, Now look out the window, you will see Mount Rainier.
飞行员就告诉我们向窗外看你们就能看到雷尼尔山
So I look at the windowNow, it was a big shock to me because this whole big mountain is right in front of me.
所以当我向窗外看去的时候，就整个震惊了我，因为看到我的眼前是何等大的一座山。
It was a very clear day.
那是非常晴朗的一个天。
Therefore, this huge, big mountain is right in front of me.
所以这大山就好像直接在我眼前。
I can see the clearly the snow and the rock.
我可以非常清楚地看到那些岩石还有雪。
It's clearer than any picture I have seen in the postcard.
那胜过我在这些卡片上见到过的任何一个照片。
With much clarity and better resolution.
那有更美的画面和更高的分辨率。
I have never seen that ever afterward.
我在那之后再也没有见过这样的画面。
Every time I went to Seattle, I'm waiting for that moment.
每一次我去西雅图都在等候这样的一个时间。
But oftentimes it's a cloudy days.
但常常那里都有云。
So therefore you don't see that much.
所以我们就看不到这么多这样的景面。
But one, if you are lucky, on a sunny day, you are approaching at the right time, you will see Mount Rainier like never before.
若你有幸的话，那在晴天的时候，你就能够在飞机上看到你以前从来没有看到过雷尼尔山。
This is the book of Ephesians.
这就是以弗所书。
Paul had described what he saw in the heavenly place.
保罗向我们所描述的就是他从属天的眼光看到的。
It was so clear to Paul.
对保罗来说是何等的清晰。
It was an amazing thing for Paul.
对保罗来说是何等奇妙的事。
But therefore today for us to comprehend what he was writing.
所以让我们今天能够来明白他所写的这些事
require enlightenment of the Holy Spirit
就需要圣灵的光照
otherwise it's just like a cloudy day we look at Mount Rainier
不然的话就好像在大云、有云的天气去看雷尼尔山一样
so may the Lord have mercy on us as we fellowship about this chapter
所以愿主怜悯我们当我们来一同分享这一章的时候
May the Holy Spirit just open the eyes of our heart
愿圣灵能够打开我们心中的眼睛
And to see that heavenly perspective
能够有那属天的眼光
So you know you read the whole book It's about heaven
若你读整本书的话就讲到关乎天
In the first chapter verse 3 we haveEvery spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
在一章三节讲到，在基督耶稣里给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
In chapter 2 verse 6, we are seated in the heavenly places.
第二章第六节讲到一同坐在天上。
In chapter 3, we belong to a heavenly family.
第三章讲到我们是属天家。
Chapter 6, we have a spiritual warfare.In the heavenly places.
第六章讲到我们在天上有属灵的征战。
But the problem that we have is that we often sit in the earthly places.
但我们的问题就是我们常常是坐在地上。
You know, in Isaiah, God called Jacob, warm Jacob.
在以赛亚书当中，神就这样称呼雅各为宠雅各。
You know, Jacob was a warm.
雅各是一条虫
People of Israel are worms
以色列的人也是虫
And we are worms
我们也是虫
A worm has an earthly perspective
那虫子它就是从这个地上的角度来看事情
When a worm look at things The worm look at things from earthly perspective
当虫子来看事情的时候它们就是用这个属地的眼光来看事情
A worm only seeks The earthly blessing.
虫也只会寻求地上的祝福。
And Jacob was a worm.
雅各曾是一个虫。
And he saw earthly blessing.
他就寻求地上的祝福。
Remember in the Joshua, Joshua sent 12 spies to spy the land of Canaan.
我们记得在约书亚当中，约书亚派十二个探子去勘探迦南全地。
Out of the 12 spies, 10 of them,were worms.
这十二个探子当中有十个是虫。
Therefore, they look at things from earthly perspective.
所以他们看事情就是从地上的眼光。
But there are two, they were sitting in the heavenly place.
但有两位是坐在天上。
So all 12 spies saw the same thing.
所以十二个探子所看到的是同样的事情。
Exactly the same fact.
是完全一样的事实。
But the worm have a very different recommendations than those who were sitting in the heavenly places.
但这虫所给出的建议却与那坐在天上的人给出的如此不同。
So now you know how critical is having that perspective.
所以现在你明白是何等重要我们能有这属天的眼光。
Those two who are sitting in the heavenly place has a very, very different recommendations.
那两位坐在天上的有非常不同的建议。
Therefore today, we need to ask the Lord to give us the heavenly perspective.
所以今天我们要求主能够给我们这属天的眼光。
Now look at King Saul and David.
我们来看扫罗王和大卫。
They saw the same Goliath.
他们看到同样的哥利亚。
There's no differences in their viewing of Goliath.
他们看哥利亚的时候并没有什么不同。
But King Saul was a worm.
但扫罗王却是一条虫。
Therefore, King Saul looked at Goliath from the earthly perspective.
所以扫罗他用属地的眼光来看哥利亚。
But David was sitting in the heavenly places.
但大卫却坐在天上。
Therefore, he has a very different perspective as he saw Goliath.
所以他有一个完全不同的看见，当他去看哥利亚的时候。
Now you understand that how important for us to sit in the heavenly place.
所以现在你知道我们能够坐在天上是何等重要。
It's very interesting to compare the days which Paul wrote Romans and Ephesians.
我们来比较保罗在写以弗所和罗马书时他的年日是非常有趣的。
Now, Paul wrote Romans toward the end of his three missionary trips.
保罗写罗马书时是他在三次宣教最后的阶段。
He was at the peak of his ministry.
是他在服事上的高峰。
It was a period God used Apostle Paul mightily in all Asia.
是神大大使用保罗在亚细亚全地。
During a period of 11 years,
在十一年的时间里，
Paul traveled through the entire Asia and half of Europe.
保罗就游遍了亚洲还有半个欧洲。
He bring the sweet aroma in knowledge of Christ everywhere he went.
他把那认识基督而有的香气带到他所去的任何一个地方。
And the Lord was with him and led him in triumph.
主也与他同在并助他得胜。
Paul was so effective in preaching the gospel.
保罗在传福音上是何等有果效。
To the degree he said in Roman, there's no place for him to preach gospel in Asia anymore.
甚至到了一个地步，他在罗马书当中写到，再没有他可以传道的地方了。
His spiritual life was also at the peak.
他的属灵生命也是在高峰。
At that same period of time, he wrote in Galatians, I have been crucified in Christ.
在同样的时间，在哥罗西书当中，他就写道：“我已与基督同钉十架。”
It is the longer I who live,
活着的不再是我，
but Christ who lives in me,
乃是耶稣基督在我里面活。
And also in the same time, he wrote such words in Romans.
他在同样的时间，罗马书当中也写道：
If we live, we live for the Lord, or if we die, we die for the Lord.
我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。
Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
So as he wrote this book of Romans, he is at the peak of his spiritual life and his spiritual ministry.
所以当保罗写罗马书的时候，是他在属灵侍奉和属灵生命当中的高峰期。
But on the contrary, when Paul wrote the book of Ephesians, he was at the lowest point of his ministry.
那相对的，当保罗写以弗所书的时候，却是他侍奉的低谷。
It was most difficult time in his spiritual ministry.
是他在属灵侍奉当中最困难的时候。
And he knew it was the Lord who put him in prison.
他也知道是神把他放到监牢里。
Therefore he said in Ephesians that he is the prisoner of Christ Jesus.
所以他在以弗所书当中写到他是为耶稣基督被囚的。
The Lord Jesus have a different thought on Paul.
然而神主耶稣基督他向着保罗有一个不同的想法。
It all happened when Paul took four men into the temple to purify along with them.
当保罗带着四个人进入到圣殿想要洁净他们时
And, but there are Jews that they return from Asia. They realized Paul was in the temple.
那就有从亚细亚回来的犹太人他们意识到保罗是在圣殿里面
Because there was a brother called Trophimus that was with Paul.
因为那里有一位叫特罗菲摩的弟兄是一直与保罗在一起的。
So those people from Asia saw this Greek was in the temple.
所以这些从亚细亚来的犹太人以为这个希腊人在圣殿当中。
Therefore they provoked the whole city.
所以他们就挑动了全城。
Therefore the people rushed together in the temple.
所以百姓一起就跑到圣殿前。
They dragged Paul out of the temple.
拿住保罗拉出圣殿
And the door immediately the door was shut
殿门立刻就关了
As the door to the temple was shut so was Paul's ministry
当这殿的门关掉的时候保罗侍奉的门也被关掉了
From then on Paul spent the rest of his life in prison
从那开始保罗余下的年日都在监牢当中度过
How can we explain this?
我们如何解释这事情呢
？Paul was so effective in preaching the gospel.
保罗在宣扬福音是何等有果效
？His spiritual life had reached a maturity.
他的属灵生命也达到成熟。
There is no better vessel in the history of Christianity.
在基督教的历史上，再没有比这更好的器皿了。
Why did the Lord put such a vessel in the prison?
为什么神要把这器皿放在监牢里
Have you thought about this?
你曾这样想过吗
What is the wisdom in putting Apostle Paul in prison?
为什么要把保罗放到监牢里
Like Jacob, Apostle Paul was a worm.
好像雅各一样保罗曾是那个虫子
Why did I say Paul was a worm?
为什么我说保罗曾是虫子
Because Paul didn't recognize that Jesus was Messiah.
因为保罗没有意识到耶稣是救主。
Before Damascus,
在大马士革之前
he looked at Jesus from an earthly perspective.
他就从用这地上的眼光来看耶稣。
So he was a worm.
所以他是那虫子。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus placed this worm in a cocoon.
所以主就把这虫放在一个茧里面。
The prison is a cocoon created for Paul.
那监牢就是为保罗而做的茧。
And this worm in the cocoon.
这虫在这茧里面。
And there is a purpose in that.
这里面是有一个目的。
For this worm to experience the power of ascension.
为要让这虫经历那
升天的能力。
升天的能力。
So when Paul was in prison,
所以当保罗在监牢里面时
And this worm experienced the power of ascension.
这虫就经历了那升天的能力。
So he reached in the heavenly places.
所以他能够达到天上。
So although he was still in prison, but Paul was sitting in the heavenly place like a butterfly.
虽然保罗当时在监牢里，但他却像蝴蝶一样是坐在天上。
Therefore, he can write, Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
所以他能够写到，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Paul was a Jew.
保罗是个犹太人。
For Jews, all the blessings are earthly.
对犹太人来说，祝福都是地上的。
You remember Deuteronomy chapter 28.
你记得《申命记》二十八章吗
？In Deuteronomy chapter 28, lists all the blessings.
在《申命记》二十八章就记载了各样的祝福。
Every one of those blessings are earthly blessings.
每一个祝福都是这地上的祝福。
For example, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country.
举个例子，第三节，你在城里必蒙福，在田间也必蒙福。
It is earthly blessing.
这是属地的祝福。
Blessed shall be the offering of your body and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock.
你身所生的、地所产的、牲畜所下的，以及牛犊、羊羔，都必蒙福。
It's earthly blessing.
这是属地的祝福。
Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl.
你的筐子和你的团面盆都必蒙福。
Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out.
你出也蒙福，入也蒙福。
So every blessing to a Jew were earthly blessings.
所以对着犹太人的祝福都是属地的祝福。
But when this swarm came out of the cocoon,
但当这虫从茧当中破茧而出时，
and this swarm no longer see earthly blessings,
这虫就不再寻求这地上的祝福。
He sees heavenly blessings.
他要看到天上的祝福。
He sees spiritual blessing.
看到属灵的祝福。
He saw every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
他就看到在基督里各样属灵的福气。
And that is the content of Ephesians.
这就是以弗所书所讲到的。
Paul summarized every spiritual blessing from verse 4 through verse 14.
从第四节到第十四节，保罗就总结了各样属灵的祝福。
In 11 verses, Paul summarized every spiritual blessing.
在十一节当中，保罗就总结了各样属灵的福气。
But this 11 verse can be divided in three sections.
这十一节可以被分为三段。
The first section is from verse 4 through verse 6.
第一段就是从第四到第六节。
This is a heavenly calling.
这是一个属天的呼召。
This calling is a spiritual blessing to all of us.
这呼召对我们就是属灵的福气。
And from verse 7 to verse 12 is the section number 2.
第七到十二节是第二段。
Here, Paul described a heavenly purpose.
保罗在这里讲到那属天的目的。
And what the Lord has in mind is a purpose.
神的心意当中有一个目的。
And the third section is final two verses 13 and 14.
第三段十三十四节。
And this section describes a heavenly promise.
这就讲到那属天的应许。
So all every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place can be summarized with these three things.
所以我们讲到各样属灵的福气能够总结成为这三点。
A heavenly calling.
一个属天的呼召。
And heavenly purpose.
一个属天的目的。
And heavenly promise.
属天的应许。
Let's look at this first blessing, the heavenly calling.
让我们看这第一个福气，属天的呼召。
This heavenly calling has two parts.
属天的呼召有两部分。
The first part is verse 4.
第一部分是第四节。
He chose us in him,Before the foundation of the earth.
神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
That we will be holy and blameless before him.
使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
This was a difficult verse for us.
这对我们来说是非常困难的一
些。Because we believe some point in time in our life we were saved.
因为我们相信在我们生命当中的一个时间神救了我们。
And there is some point in time in our life we met the Lord and we were saved.
在我们生命当中的一个时间点，我们遇到了主，我们就被救了。
But this is not what Paul said.
但这不是保罗在这所讲的。
Paul said he chose us before the foundation of the world.
保罗讲神在创立世界以先就拣选了我们。
Then is it very hard for us to understand?
这让我们就非常难以明白。
So what? How can we understand this verse?
我们如何才能够明白这些经节？
How could this happen before the foundation of the world?
如何这些事情能够在世界创立以先就成就？
But then we need to ask the question, how can a person be holy and blameless before him?
所以我们就要问这样一个问题，在神面前人如何能够圣洁无有瑕疵？
Even we were saved in time.
我们是在时间当中被救。
But have we done anything?That worthy of our salvation.
我们是否做了任何让我们配得拯救的事呢？
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says such a word.
在以弗所书二章八节这样讲到。
For For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
The salvation is the gift of God.
救恩是神的恩赐。
And God have decided to give us this gift before the foundation of the world.
神在创立世界以先就定义要把这恩赐赏给我们。
Indeed, you are saved some point in time.
是的，你是在某一个时间点被拯救的。
In some point in time, you accept the gift of God.
在某一个时间，你接受了从神来的恩赐。
But God has determined to give you the gift of God before the foundation of the world.
但神在创立世界以前就已经预定要把这恩赐给你。
Everything God did in time, He purposed in eternity past.
神在时间当中所做的万事，他在永远以先都已经定义。
Therefore, Paul would say God chose us before the foundation of the world.
所以保罗会说，神在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
He chose to give us the gift of God.
他选择了把神当作礼物送给我们。
Our responsibility in time is to accept this gift of God.
所以我们所能做的就是来选择接受这神的恩赐。
But we have nothing to do with the gift of God.
但我们并不能做什么。
He chose before the foundation of the world.
是他在创立世界以前拣选。
This is only the first part.
这只是第一部分。
And there's a second part of this calling.
这呼召还有第二部分。
He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself.
在基督里拣选了我们，使我们，对不起，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
So what does adoption as sons mean spiritually?
得儿子的名分，属灵上有什么意义呢？
And Paul actually explained this in Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
保罗就在罗马书八章二十九节这样解释。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
This is the second part of the calling.
这是呼召的第二部分。
The second part has something to do with inheritance.
第二部分有关于产业。
Because if a heir is a child,
因为若是儿子就为后嗣。
And this child cannot inherit the inheritance.
而这个小孩子没有办法承受产业。
The child in his young age does not differ at all from the slave.
这小孩子在年幼之时与那做奴仆的没有区别。
He will be under the governors and tutors.
他要受管家的管教。
But until there is a time the father elect.
直到神所拣选的时日。
And that day that this child will become a son.
到那时这个孩子就要成为儿子。
It is on that day this child become conformed to the image of father's son.
是直到那日这孩子才能磨成父儿子的样子。
And this is the second part of our calling.
这就是我们呼召的第二部分。
We're not only called to be holy and blamelessBefore him.
我们不只被呼召在神的面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
We are also called to become conformed to the image of his son.
我们更被呼召磨成他儿子的模样。
So that we can obtain an inheritance.
所以我们能够来承受产业。
And the inheritance is not other than Christ himself.
这产业并不外乎耶稣基督。
This is the hope of his calling.
这就是他呼召的盼望。
This is the heavenly calling.
这就是那属天的呼召。
We all have this calling today.
我们每一个人今天都有这样的呼召。
Not only to become holy and blameless.
不仅要圣洁无有瑕疵。
We are called to obtain an inheritance.
我们是被呼召要来得产业。
We are called to become conformed to the image of His Son.
我们被呼召要成为他儿子的模样。
So that's the heavenly calling.
这是属天的呼召。
The second part is the heavenly purpose.
第二个是属天的目的。
Verse 7, In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace.Which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him.
第七节开始，我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
God lavish His grace on us to redeem us and to forgive us our trespasses.
神把他的恩典充充足足地赏给我们，赦免了我们的过犯，买赎我们。
But God has a purpose in doing that.
但神如此做是有一个目的的。
Then this purpose is hidden in the mystery of His will.
这目的在他旨意的奥秘当中是被隐藏的。
And this mystery was hidden in the history.
这奥秘在历史以来一直都被隐藏。
Only when God made known to us,
直到神把它启示给我们。
Then we will understand what is the mystery of His will.
我们才能够知道他旨意的奥秘。
And this purpose is called the mystery of His will.
这奥秘就是讲到他旨意的奥秘。
And this mystery of His will is Christ.
他旨意的奥秘就是基督。
We're reading a prophet Micah in recent months.
我们最近在读弥迦书。
I think if you have opportunity to read the Micahs, it will be very, very surprised to us.
若我们读到弥迦书的时候，可能会觉着非常的惊讶。
Because in Micah, the prophet described in detail about our Lord Jesus.
因为在弥迦书当中，先知就讲到了关于主的很多细节。
Describe his birth.
讲到他的出生。
Describe his work.
讲到他的工作。
Then I asked myself, how could Apostle Paul didn't know this?
所以我就问自己。保罗怎么能不知道这些呢？
No, Paul knew everything about Old Testament.
保罗知道旧约的一切事情。
Paul knew about this book of Micah.
保罗也知道弥迦书。
Paul may even tell us what Micah was saying about Messiah.
保罗甚至能告诉我们弥迦书讲到救主是什么。
But this mystery is hidden.
然而这奥秘却是隐藏的。
So Paul, in all his own wisdom, couldn't see what Messiah was.
所以保罗用他自己的智慧看不出这救主是什么。
But to us today, it is so clear when we read the book of Micah.
但今天我们再读到弥迦书时，一切都是这么的清晰明了。
It's not because we are more smart than Paul.
不是因为我们比保罗聪明。
Because when he read the Micah, it is the mystery.
是因为当弥迦书写成之时，这还是奥秘。
It's hidden.
这是被隐藏的。
Therefore, Paul, in all his wisdom, could not see it.
所以保罗用尽他的智慧也不能够明白。
The mystery is redemption is through Christ, but redemption is also for Christ.
这奥秘就是救恩是靠着耶稣，也为着耶稣。
We understand today.That redemption is through Christ.
我们今天都知道救恩是借着基督。
But do we also see redemption is for Christ?
我们是不是也知道救赎也是为着基督？
And that is an eternal purpose.
这是那永远的旨意。
So what the purpose in redemption?
救赎的目的是在哪里呢？
Verse 10.
第十节。
With a view...to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. That is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
So redemption has a purpose.
救赎是有目的的。
And this purpose will be realized in the fullness of the time.
这目的在日期满足的时候就要显现。
So when will be the time?
那什么是这时日呢？
When will be the fullness of the time?
何时是日期满足的时候？
It is when we have obtained an inheritance.
是当我们能够来承受产业之时。
In other words, it is time when we become conformed to the image of his son.
换句话说，就是当我们被磨成他儿子耶稣基督的形象时。
So when you and I become many sons,
所以当你我成为那众子，
and God will sum up all things in Christ.
神就要让万事在基督里同归于一。
Things in heaven and things on the earth.
是天上地上一切所有的。
This is called the eternal purpose of God.
这就是神永恒的旨意。
This is why we are redeemed.
这是为什么我们被救。
We are redeemed not just to obtain eternal life.
我们被救赎不是仅仅要来得这永生。
We are redeemed to achieve God's eternal purpose.
我们被救赎是要来完成神永远的旨意。
It's when the fullness of time, God the Father can sum up all things in Christ.
在日期满足的时候，神能够使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Verse 12, to the end, that we who were the first to hope in Christ will be to the praise of his glory.
十二节，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
So when God sum up all things in Christ, that is the time Satan will be defeated.
当神在基督里让万事同归于一之时，也是撒旦被打败之时。
Our adoption of son is part of God's plan to defeat Satan.
我们得儿子的名分是神要打败撒旦计划的一环。
We are the first to have hope in Christ Jesus.
我们是在基督里先有盼望的。
How glorious it is that God will gain inheritance through us.
何等荣耀的盼望，让神能从我们也得产业。
One day when we obtain our inheritance at the same time, God would obtain his inheritance in the same.
当有一天我们得以能够得产业之时，神也能够来得产业。
And this is the heavenly purpose.
这就是那属天的目的。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
这是神永远的旨意。
The section number three,
第三段,
a heavenly promise,
一个属天的应许,
verse 13,
十三节,
in him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
God gave us the Holy Spirit as a seal.
神把圣灵给我们为印记。
What is the meaning of having a seal?
有印记是什么意思呢？
You remember in Exodus,
你记得在使徒行传，
and the great high priest
出埃及记。
The great high priest has a turban.
大祭司他有一个冠冕。
And in front of the turban, there is a gold plate.
在冠冕上有一个金牌。
And on the plate, there was a seal.
在金牌上有一个印记。
And the seal says, Holy to the Lord.
在印记上写着归耶和华为圣。
So that's the spiritual meaning of having a seal.
那就是有着印记的属灵意义。
When you have that seal, that tells the world who you belong to.
当你有这印记时，你就向世界能够来宣告你是属谁的。
Therefore, God gave us a seal.
因此神给我们这印记
which is the Holy Spirit
就是圣灵
and having that seal give us a assurance that we belong to the Lord
有这印记让我们心中有确据我们是属神的
we are separated to the Lord
我们是被分别归给神的
just like high priest
就好像大祭司
was separated for the Lord
是为主而分别的
today we have the same seal
今天我们有同样的印记
In high priest, the seal was on his, the play of his turban.
对大祭司，这印记在他冠冕上的金牌上。
But to us, the seal is the Holy Spirit.
但对我们，这印记就是圣灵。
We belong to the Lord.
我们是属神的。
That's a spiritual blessing.
这是属灵的福气。
Do you realize what a spiritual blessing that we belong to the Lord?
你有没有意识到我们是属属这是何等一个属灵的福气
Verse 14
14节
Who is given as the pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据只等到神之名被赎使他的荣耀得着称赞
Holy Spirit is a pledge
圣灵是那凭据
So what is the spiritual meaning of a pledge
那凭据属灵的意义是什么呢
a pledge is assurance of the inheritance to come
凭据是那将要来的产业的确据
we have not obtained the inheritance yet
我们还没有得到产业
but we are given a pledge
但我们却得了一个凭据
having the pledge assure us that inheritance will come
这凭据就让我们确保那产业会来。
And our inheritance is Christ Jesus.
我们的确据就是基督。
So today we have a pledge, which is Holy Spirit.
我们的产业就是基督。今天我们的凭据是圣灵。
This pledge assures that we will obtain an inheritance, which is Christ Jesus.
这凭据就让我们确定我们要得产业，这产业就是基督。
In other words,
换句话说
，Christ belongs to us.
基督是属我们的。
What a spiritual blessing!
何等大的属灵祝福
！It is a seal.
这是一个确据
，saying we belong to Christ.
说我们是属基督的。
What a blessing! It is a pledge.
何等。属一个属灵的福气，让我们有这确据。
Christ belongs to me，
基督是属我的。
Can you see how marvelous this is？
这是何等奇妙的一件事
！A heavenly promise，
一个属天的应许。
We belong to God，
我们是属神的。
God belongs to us，
神是属我们的。
This is heavenly perspective，
这是属天的角度。
This is what Paul saw when He was sitting in the heavenly places.
这是保罗坐在天上所看到的。
It's way beyond that you and I can comprehend.
这远超过你我所能了解的。
Therefore, after writing those verses, 11 verses, Paul had a prayer.
因此，当保罗写完这十一节时，他有了一个祷告。
I hope that there will be the same prayer.In all of our heart today,
我盼望今天我们每一个人心中都有这同样的祷告。
Because without this prayer, none of this will become reality to us.
因为若没有这祷告，我们所讲的这一切没有一样对我们来说能成为实际。
Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in knowledge of Him.
十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
I believe many of you have known the content in Ephesians chapter 1.
我相信我们当中很多人都知道以弗所书第一章的内容。
I also believe many of us can teach Ephesians chapter 1.
我也相信我们当中很多人能够来教导以弗所书第一章。
I have no doubt that many of us can stand up and teach.Ephesians chapter 1.
我任何也不怀疑我们当中很多人能够站起来来教导这第一章。
But without the spirit of wisdom and of the revelation, we will read Ephesians As Paul was reading the prophet Micah,
但若没有这赐人智慧启示的灵，我们读以弗所书很容易就像保罗在读弥迦书一样。
We thought we understand this Ephesians.
我们就没有办法明白以弗所书。
We thought we understand.
我们以为我们了解了以弗所书。
But we understand the book in the same way a Paul understood Micah.
但我们这样的了解却如保罗来明白弥迦书一样。
So we must pray the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
所以我们要祷告求神给我们那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
So we can really understand the content of Ephesians.
所以让我们真能明白以弗所书的内容。
Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling.What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
We thank the Lord, we have this calling to be holy and blameless.
我们感谢神，我们有这呼召，让我们成圣洁，无有瑕疵。
But let us not stop here.
但让我们不要仅停于此。
We are also called to become conformed to the image of his son.
我们也被呼召成为他儿子的形象。
And further, this calling is a corporate calling.
更多的，这呼召是一个团体的呼召。
We God called us to obtain an inheritance to become his son.
神呼召我们要得这产业，成为他的儿子。
When we become many sons,Then he obtained inheritance in us.
当我们能够成为众子时，他也在我们当中能够得着基业。
And this is the hope of our calling.
这就是我们呼召的盼望。
This is the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
这就是他在圣徒当中那产业的荣耀。
Verse 19, What is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe?These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might.
十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
Which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
How can this be achieved?
这是如何达成的呢?
This will be achieved by the surpassing greatness of his power.
这达成要靠他的大能大力。
This is the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead.
这能力让基督从死里复活。
And this power is the power of resurrections.
这能力就是那死而复活的能力。
And this power destroys death.
这能力要毁灭死亡。
And this power is also the power that seated Christ at his right hand.
这能力也让基督坐在他的右边。
This power is the power of ascension.
这能力就是那升天的能力。
This power raised Christ far above all rule and authority and power and dominion.
这能力要让基督远超一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的。
Not only in this age, but also in the age to come.
不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
It is this power God put all things in subjection under his feet.
是借着这能力，神让万有伏在他的脚下。
God gave Christ as head over all things.
让基督做万有之首。
God gave the headship of Christ to the church.
神让基督做教会的头。
And this headship of Christ is a gift to the church.
基督做头，对教会是属灵的福气。
What happened when Jesus became the head of the church?
基督若成为教会的头，会发生什么？
Verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
二十三节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So when the headship of Christ is established over the church,
当基督能够在教会做元首
，and the fullness of Christ will fills all and in all.
基督的丰满就要成为那充满万有者所充满的。
It's amazing.What Paul had seen.
保罗所看到的是何等的奇妙。
It's just amazing. What in this 23 verses contain.
这23节所讲的是何等的奇妙。
You know, in history, there was a great brother called Martin Lloyd Jones.
在有一
宗马田。
有一位很有名的弟兄叫钟马田。
He was a minister in the Westminster congregation during the period of time.
曾经他是
西敏寺的传道
的，在那边传道。
So he used more than a year on chapter 1 of Ephesians.
他用一年多的时间来读宣讲第一章。
More than 1 year, he's all in Ephesians chapter 1.
超过一年的时间，他都在讲第一章。
And it is just amazing how much is summarized in this one chapter.
是何等的奇妙！当我们看到有多少的丰盛被总结在这第一章当中。
So I'm not doing any justice to this chapter at all this morning.
今天早上我并没有能够为这一章做什么。
You know, I glanced over the whole chapter in an hour.
我用一个小时就匆匆地撇过了这一章。
And there's so much to it.
然而这一章是何等的丰盛。
Even adoption of a son is a message by itself.
得儿子的名分单单就能做一个信息的主题。
You know, summing up all things in Christ is a conference by itself.
在基督里面同归于一，单单就能成为一次特会的主题。
You know, having the seal is a message by itself.
有这属灵的凭据就能够是一个主题。
Having a pledge is a message by itself.
之前说的是有圣灵的印记，现在说的是有得基业的凭据能够单单。
The hope of his calling is a message by itself.
呼召的盼望是单单一个信息的主题。
The richesHe obtained in the saints is a message by itself.
他要在圣徒当中得着的丰盛也是一个信息的主题。
The surpassing greatness of his power is a message by itself.
他所运行的大能大力也是信息的主题。
The power of resurrection is a message by itself.
那从死里复活的能力也是一个信息的主题。
The power of ascension is probably a few messages.
那升天的能力也许是好几个信息的主题。
We have not even talked about the church yet.
我们还没有讲到教会。
The headship of the church is a message by itself.
教会的头本身就是信息的主题。
And the fullness of Christ fills all in all is a conference topic.
那充满万有者所充满的是特会的主题。
It's all in chapter 1 Ephesians.
这全都在以弗所书第一章当中。
It is a view of a person sitting in the heavenly places.
这是那一个坐在天上的人的眼光。
And I feel so limited, so unworthy to cover this chapter.
我感到自己是何等的不配，也是何等的有限来讲这一章。
I feel I'm scratching the surface.
我感觉我只是在表面匆匆掠过。
But it's not about whether I can explain the content to you.
但这并不关乎我是否能把这内容向你讲说。
My burden is that I'd like to share there is another perspective.
我的负担就是这里还有另外一个眼光和角度。
There is a perspective from the heavenly places.
有那从天的角度和眼光。
We need the power of ascension.
我们需要这升天的能力。
We need the power of resurrection.
我们需要这死而复活的能力。
To bring us to that place.
能够带领我们到那地。
So we can see what Apostle Paul was seeing.
所以我们能够看到使徒保罗所在看的这一些。
Without the power of resurrection ascensions, I can spend a year covering the chapter one. It will be no different.
若没有这能力的话，我就可以花一年的时间来讲这些，但却没有任何不同。
No, you need to get on an airplane.
你需要坐在这飞机上。
And this airplane has this power of ascension.
这飞机有那升天的能力。
Bring you to a place where you can obtain this heavenly perspective.
能够带你到那地，让你有这属天的眼光。
Then you open the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
那时你再打开以弗所书第一章。
And every verse, every phrase is new to you.
每一章每一节对你来说都是新的。
Everything is cause you to praise God.
每一句话都能够让你来赞美主。
So Apostle Paul couldn't help but praising the Lord.
所以保罗无法抑制地来赞美主。
There is no way you can withhold your praise as you see from the heavenly perspective.
当我们从天上来看时，我们没有办法不把赞美来献给主。
So this is the burden this morning in my heart.
所以这是我早上心中的负担。
I'm not trying to explain to you all the contents of Ephesians chapter 1.
我并不想要尝试来把这内容讲给你。
I try to share there is a heavenly perspective.
我愿意来分享有那属天的眼光角度。
You and I may not have yet.
你和我也许还没有。
Don't mistakenly believe that you already have the view.
不要错误地认为你已经有这属天的眼光。
We need the power of resurrection ascension.
我们需要那死而复活升天的能力。
So we will have that perspective.
所以让我们能有这样的眼光。
Once you have that perspective, you will not stop praising the Lord.
当我们有这眼光的时候，我们不能够停止来赞美主。
The fact that we do not have the life that continue praising the Lord prove that we don't have that perspective yet.
我们有这样一个实际，就是我们没有能够不停止去赞美主，证明了我们今天还没有这属天的眼光。
So may the Lord give us this burden.
所以愿主给我们这样的负担。
Just the burden, just like the burden in Apostle Paul.
就好像在使徒保罗他心中的负担。
With this deep prayer in our heart.
让我们心中有这样的祷告。
Pray the Lord will give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
愿神把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
Enlighten the eyes of our heart collectively.
让我们团体都能够被照明心中的眼睛。
Now we don't need someone else to explain in detail what this,the content of Ephesians 1.
那我们就不需要人能够来告诉我们以弗所书第一章的细节。
We read the word, we will start praising God.
我们读这话，我们就要开始赞美主。
We could not contain ourselves.
我们没有办法抑制自己。
Therefore, people said Paul was crazy.
所以人们说保罗是疯了。
How can you not be crazy when you see the Ephesians chapter 1?
当你看到以弗所书第一章时，你如何能够不疯狂呢？
It is just beyond our comprehension.
那超乎我们所能理解的。
That's why Paul become crazy.
那就是为什么保罗变得癫狂。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹，
We need to see the same thing as Paul.
我们要看到保罗所看到的。
We need to become as crazy as Paul.
我们要像保罗一样的疯狂。
We need to shout on our heart, we give praise to the Lord.
我们要打开我们的心，能够把赞美献给主。
That's the burden of this morning.
这是今天早上的负
担。So that we all have this burden.
愿我们都有这样的负担。
We all have this desire.
我们都有这样的渴望。
May the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
愿主把那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
Every time we come to the Lord, we come with this deep burden.
让我们每一次来到主的脚前都有这深深的负担。
We come with this prayer.
我们也带着这样的祷告。
I don't want to read the book of Ephesians like I did every time.
我不想像我以前读以弗所书那样来读。
I don't want to read Ephesians like Apostle Paul was reading the prophet Micah.
我不想像保罗在读弥迦书那样去读以弗所书。
There's no use for me to read Ephesians 100 times this way.
我这样读以弗所书就是一百遍也没有任何用处。
I need to read Ephesians from a heavenly place.
我要从那天上来读以弗所书。
I need to read Ephesians with my eyes enlightened.
我要照明了眼中的眼睛再来读这书。
This is the burden of this morning.
这是早上我的负担。
Pray that all of us will have this burden.
祷告每一个人都有这样的负担。
We will rise up to say, Lord, I need this spirit. I need this revelation.
我们要站起来说主啊我需要这启示我需要这负担
the eyes of my heart need to be enlightened
我心中的眼睛要被照明
so I can see what Apostle Paul was seeing
所以我能够看到保罗所看到的
I'm not satisfied by what I can see now
我为现在所能看到的不觉满足
there's much more
还有更多
there's much more glorious things that I haven't seen yet
有更多那荣耀的事我还没有看过
give all of us this burden this morning
早上给我们每一个人都有这样的负担
let's pray
让我们祷告
Father we thank you this morning we can come to this wonderful section of your scriptures
我们感谢你早上我们能够来到这奇妙的章节
Father, we confess how limited we are.
父，我们承认我们是何等的有限。
The vessel is so limited.
这器皿是何等有限。
Cannot really explain, well this content.
我们没有办法讲好这一段的章节。
But our hopes is in you.
但我们的盼望在于你。
Our is to have this deep burden.
我们的心愿就是要有这深深的负担。
Pray that this morning that you create this cry in all of us.
愿早上你在我们每一个人心中都能够做成这样的呼喊。
We cry to the Father for the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
我们都能够来向父呼求这开启智慧启示的灵。
We're not satisfied having only the earthly view.
我们不为有这属地的眼光而感觉满足。
We're not satisfied to be a worm.
我们不为做虫而满足。
We want to be able to try to be transformed.
我们愿能够被您来改变。
Into a life of ascension.
能够成为那升天的生命。
To be seated in the heavenly places.
能够坐在天上。
To understand the hope of this calling
能够明白这呼召的盼望
to understand the riches you have obtained in the saints
能够来明白您在圣徒当中得的基业有何等丰盛
experience the surpassing greatness of your power
也来经历您所运行的大能大力
we pray in Jesus' name
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名 Amen